It should not be hard to be sensitive. Imagine the days of explaining and defending your sensitivity are over. How would your life change? What would unfold for you? This is your time to rise. Welcome to the podcast for Sensitives Rising with your host, Nicole Eisler.
Are you sitting down? Because I am fired up. This episode, I cannot wait. I'm excited about every episode, but this one, I'm really excited. There's so many things that are going on. There's so many changes happening for the right reasons, for the right people. This is what I love to see. This is why I do my podcast. This is why I speak, why I get in front of people, why I share this message. This is for you. This is not for anybody else. This is for you to grab hold of your life, to liberate your control. And damn it, stop making it so hard. Are you ready? Because this week, I'm going to get real. It says you and me sitting down to get into your life, get into your mind, get into your heart, and figure out what's going on there. And if life is feeling like it's just too damn hard, this is where it stops. We put an end to it. So if you're not sitting down, you might want to. I don't know, though. Maybe you're going to get up and you're going to jump around. You're going to feel excited by the end of this episode, because that's what I hope for you. To fill you with all the energy that you want and need, to help you activate that within you. It's waiting. It's right there waiting for you. And this is how we're going to do it. So stick around and, I don't know, grab your pen and paper. You know how things go down in these sessions. I'm going to present you with some deep questions and we're going to get to the bottom of this so you can stop making it so damn hard. And I'm back. It's Nicole Eisler. Of course, I'm your host for Sensitives Rising podcast, founder of Sensitives Rising. We have an amazing, thriving community over on Facebook. We have an online community. Be sure you're over there. Join us. We have new things going every day. This week, we happen to be going through. We're on day two of the Free to Be Me challenge, a five-day self-empowerment challenge. 5 days to get to know yourself, which is really my vision for this podcast, to explore new concepts, new ways of looking at yourself, at your life, at sensitivity, at, you know, whatever brought you here to this moment in your life. And I'm glad that you're here. You know, what I see in the world right now, and it's different because I'm in this circle so much. I'm in this role so much, sharing my message. I was talking with one of my coaches yesterday, and we were laughing about how easy it is to feel like a broken record, right? I feel like a broken record. I almost feel like no matter what topic I pick every week, I say the same thing, but my message is the same, and it really is about liberating your control. It is taking you from any place in your life where you feel limited, where you feel you have no control, where things are not up to you, you're stuck there, you feel trapped, right? Because I think that is, for me, that is the worst feeling. Puts a lump in my throat, worst feeling to feel that I don't have control of my circumstances, my life, my how I feel, what I get to do every day. That, you know, is just something, I mean, that's been deep within me my entire life. The Free to Be Me challenge is really just another way of saying liberate your control, right? Isn't everything that I do about liberating your control? It is. And from the time I was a little girl, I was on a live stream yesterday and I was sharing how I named the Free to Be Me challenge, which immediately drew some people in. They said, I read Free to Be Me, and I just knew I had to participate in this challenge, right? By the way, if you're not in it, yes, you can still join us. There's still time. We're only on day two of five, so plenty of time to get in. Hop over to Sensitives Rising. You'll see the links there to get signed up. Obviously, if you're listening to this real time, and then you're going to want to get over there. If you're joining a little later, you're catching a replay, you know, long after this. But still join us in Sensitives Rising. But the reason I named it Free to Be Me, I was having this, as they come in, right, these flashbacks of myself as a child, what I loved, what I was drawn to, what my favorite things were, and my favorite record. Now, yes, I had records when I was a kid. God, that doesn't even seem that long ago, but yet I say records, and I guess it is. But my favorite record was Free to Be You and Me. And I love, I can still listen, I almost cry when I hear it because I just love the songs. The whole theme, right, was be who you are. Doesn't matter what your parents do for a living. Doesn't matter if you have married parents, divorced parents, if you're black, white, Asian. It doesn't matter, right? It doesn't matter if you're a boy and you love dolls. If you know the record, if you know the songs and the stories that were on there, you know what I'm talking about. It really doesn't matter. When I was a little girl, I loved to play with cars. You know, it's who you are, right? It's your interests. It's your life. This is about you feeling free to be you, feeling free to live your life the way you want to live. And unfortunately, what I see in the world are so many people, too many people living, feeling trapped, feeling stuck, feeling that they can't have what they want. And yet I see that this is the most beautiful time, the greatest opportunity to be alive on this planet. Now, I guess it's all perspective, right? If you look back in time, you can think, well, it was easier to become famous back then. But then back then, they would have said it was harder to become famous because you didn't have the internet and you didn't have. But now some people might say, but there's the internet and everybody can get on it. So it's harder to get recognized. It's all perspective. But I see the world this way. Right now, at this point in time, there are more opportunities. There are more resources, more products, more services. You know, you have an idea and you share your idea with passion and you put your love and your heart and your soul into it and you can turn it into anything you want. You can take an idea from something that starts maybe in your garage to a full-blown business or empire. How many stories are there of business owners who started in their home and now have this just blazing on fire empire? Right, because they believed in it. They had a dream. They put their heart into it, and they loved it. And so I see this world right now. We have all this opportunity. We have all of this knowledge, technology, like, you know, whatever you need. It's right there, right? You can tap into all of these resources. The fact that you're listening to me on my podcast right now from wherever you are. You might be in Australia. You might be in the United Kingdom. Here I am in Chile, freezing, frigid Wisconsin. I know. State of the cheese and the brats. But really, there's more to us than that. I can promise you, right? There's more to us than that. And here you are listening to me through technology that wouldn't have been possible years and years and years ago. So I see this, and there's more knowledge about health and wellness and well-being. And yet, really, I chuckle sometimes because it goes all the way back to the basics. Hello, it's more about, you know, nature and, you know, it's not like essential oils, nothing new. We've been using herbs for how many years? And so it goes back to the basics. But the thing is, everything's so much more accessible, right? If you want to, example, if I want to work with a spiritual mentor or teacher, or you want to work with me, you don't, if you live in, I have a past client who lived in Germany and then she moved to Italy. She didn't have to come to Wisconsin to work with me. Right? We were able to work together. So that just like, wow, right? Wow. Whatever you want, there's so much available to you. You can tap into so much. And yet what I see in the world is just utter chaos, confusion. What do I do? Where do I go? Because some of that, all of those beautiful things I just mentioned can be extremely overwhelming. How do I know what's right for me? You're going to lose weight. You go online. You're like, you know what? Just need a good fitness and nutrition plan. Oh my God, there's thousands to pick from. Who do I work with? Which one's right for me? What do I do? It can be very overwhelming and very chaotic. And as sensitives, here I go. I've been taught, right? That it's too much. It's too much. I can't handle it. It's too much energy. It's too much going on. Too much chaos. I got to take a break. I can't handle it. You can handle it, but there's things you need to do and put in place to be able to do that. And one is, you know, listening to things like this, right? Where we're pumping your mindset, we're putting your mind, we're hitting the reset button, we're recalibrating so that your set point is where it needs to be. Because the truth is that everyone, no matter how powerful, no matter how rich or wealthy or in love or successful in their business, everyone on this planet is battling with something. They're struggling in some way, in some area. There's, whether it's an old problem they have not figured out how to release, overcome. They don't know what it, you know, it's still showing up as that yucky, icky thing when it first originally happened. Or it's a new problem because, wow, they hit this new level. I mean, if it's one thing that I've learned is that if you're still dealing with the same old problems, that means you have the same old energy, the same old mindset, and you're seeing it in the same old way. When you have a new problem, something new feels like it shows up, or something from your past shows up, but it all of a sudden feels different, and this is like, whoa, this is weird, it's freaking me out, right? That's change, though. That's you evolving. Same old stuff, same old way, same old feelings, same old energy, not changing. So because, you know, there's this pressure, it's like being happy, living a happy life has become this 24/7 job. It's a job. It's work. It's hard. Oh, it's hard to live a good life. It's so hard because look, I have all these challenges. It's so hard because look, the world is so noisy. It's so hard because I don't know what to do. It's not hard. We make it hard. We make it complicated. We make life a lot harder than it's supposed to be. I said supposed to be. You thought I was going to say that it has to be. I said then it's supposed to be. Life is not supposed to be this hard. Challenging? Hell to the yes. If you're not being challenged in your life, then you're really stuck in your stuff. You're probably in a rut. Because if you're being challenged, that means you're getting out of your comfort zone. You're looking for growth. You're saying, I want more. I love this, but I want more. And you're going to come up against challenges. Why? Because that is what makes you stronger. That is what makes life so damn meaningful. That's what life is supposed to be, meaningful, worth something. What are you trading your time in for right now? Just take a quick assessment, scan your life right now. Where are you in your day? For me, it's 11:30 in the morning. So I traded my, I got up this morning, well, Miss Buttercup got me up this morning. If you're new to my podcast, Miss Buttercup is my basset hound and our pretty much our mascot for Sensitives Rising. She is just, my little angel in four paws and long ears, but she wakes me up pretty much to the minute every day between 5 a.m., sometimes 5:06 a.m. So I got up this morning and went through my morning, you know, I did my routines, I made my breakfast, I got ready, right? I did my assessing of my day, looking at my projects. Right now we have the challenge going on, so I wanted to visit in there and make sure that I read, because I do read and respond to every post in my group. And went through my, you know, I listened to an awesome friend of mine, Samantha Parker, Badass Three Magazine. She was live. I listened to one of my other coaches. She was like, so there's things, right? I'm pumping my brain. I listened to Grant Cardone. I watched some of his videos while I was straightening my desk out, getting ready for my day, right? And I do all of that because I want my day to mean something. I do not want to get up anymore and feel like, oh God, today, please just get me through. What the hell is going to happen today? How am I going to get through today? Right. Years ago, I started to ask myself when I put my head down on the pillow at night, what did I trade today in for? Was it worth it? I mean, was it really worth it? Was it meaningful? Did it really mean something to me? Was I making a difference? Was I making an impact? And the days that, you know, back then when I was starting this process, when I had to say, shit, no. No, man, I traded my time in for things that didn't mean anything to me. I traded my time in because I thought I had to. I didn't realize that I could pick and choose what I was investing my time in, right? And that I could actually pick and choose where I put my focus and who I spend time with. And just thought, this is it. I mean, honestly, until I was probably, let's see, my son was young, so 27, 28, somewhere in that range. I did not know, it seems so funny for me to say this, I did not know that I could have anything I want. that I could change my life. I thought it just happened, like, whether I liked it or not. Not like, you know, like when we talk about manifesting the beautiful things and how it just happens, like, it doesn't just happen, but I just thought, hey, just cross your fingers, man. Hope it goes well. Woo! You know, wow, look at their life. They're booming. They're happy. They're traveling. They're, I don't know, they started their business. They're booming. They're this, they're that. But God, I got my fingers crossed. I hope something like that happens for me. That was the first half of my life. Yuck. Didn't go so well. Let me add, didn't go so well. Okay. My life wasn't always what I love to share about now. Why do I share about my life now? Because it's all true. This is where I'm at. Just got back from Mexico, got a wonderful community of people that you're hopefully in, right, in Sensitives Rising, that I get to spend time with all the time. This weekend, had our sensitive social sensitives meetup group. We met at a wine bar. Two new members came and joined us. And it was funny. We were all laughing because it was kind of like it always happens this way with sensitives. Like, you've known each other already and they just fit right in and they felt comfortable instantly. And I always love to recognize how easy it is to just show up at our meetup because you're literally welcomed like we already know you. And there were things in common and places they grew up. And so it was just fun, right? So I spent my afternoon there. I get to spend time on client calls, talking about real life, watching my clients have breakthroughs, right? Spending time here with you, presenting all of these things. My life is awesome now because I choose it that way. And you know what? It's not hard and it's not complicated. I keep it really, really simple. And I always come back to, how am I feeling right now? How am I feeling? How am I feeling? How do I want to feel? How do I want to feel? How do I want to feel? Right? And I do that because I want to make sure tonight when I put my head on the pillow that I go, what did I trade today in for? Was it awesome? Did I love it? Was it meaningful? Did I make a difference? Did I make an impact? Did I help someone today? Did I touch a life? Right? That, if I could say yes, 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 sweet dreams, baby. Right? I got sweet dreams coming for the evening. No worries on my brain because that's what I'm here for, right? So what are you trading your time in for? Take that quick assessment. Look around your life. So like I said, it's 11:30 for me here. What time is it for you? Whenever you're listening to this, look through your day so far and say, was today worth it? Am I doing what I love? Now, sometimes I say that. What do you love? What are you passionate about? And I get crickets. Dead air. I don't know. What? What do you mean you don't know? I guess I haven't thought about it. I don't know what I'm passionate about anymore. I beg to differ. I think you know what you're passionate about. The fact is, I'm not doing it, and I don't want to say that out loud. I'm not doing what I'm passionate about. I've let everything else take over my life, and I just don't want to admit it. I don't want to say that, because if I say it, that makes it true. If I don't say it, then I can stash it away over there and pretend it's not just staring at me, right? Come on, what are you passionate about? Are you getting it in every day? Are you doing those things? It could be something small, like this morning. I lit my, I have my list, my goals here. I lit my candle for that. I filled all my diffusers in the house. It smells amazing, right? It smells amazing. I did that. That's a small thing, but I'm passionate. I love yummy, yummy smells, right? So I love to have nice, clean air in my house. So I did that. And so that was fun. See, we always think like, what are you passionate about? Well, I should be traveling the world and speaking, or I should have that book written, or geez, you know, lighten up on it. Go smaller a little bit. You can start with any little thing. I love to make my coffee right here. I'm a coffee in my organic mocha coffee, which you can find on my website, by the way, if you like organic coffee, because it's really good for you, right? But I have this here in my Party Unicorn, Sensitives Rising, Party Unicorn mug, which you can also get that on the website. That's one of my favorite little touches for my day. It's like a fun little thing. Like, we don't have to make, you know, I think I need to do something on passion, making a note as this rambles out of my mouth. Right, to just talk about what the hell is passion anyway, because we make it such a big, mysterious thing. I don't even know. All right, so back to this. What have you traded your day in for so far? Was it meaningful for you? Because I don't want you to be one of the walking dead on this planet. I don't know what I want. I don't like my life. I don't know where I'm going. I don't know if I'll ever get there. I don't even know. Like, what? No. You are born. I'm flashing to a song in the 70s. You were born to be alive. Right? Go ahead. Sing it. If you know the song, sing it. You're born to be alive, which was also one of my favorite songs when I was a kid. Right up there with the Free to Be Me album. There we go. All right. So why? Straight up question. I'm sitting right in front of you right now, looking right into your eyes. Ready? Why do you make things so hard? Right there. Why do you make things so hard? Why do you make it hard for you to succeed? Why do you make it hard for you to enjoy yourself more? Why do you make it hard to lose weight? Why do you make it hard to have more energy? Why do you make it hard to make your dreams happen? Why do you make it hard to fill in the blank for you? Why? If I just said it's supposed to be fun and exciting and simple and meaningful and joy, like it's supposed to be joyful. Why do you make it so hard? What's popping in? Were you taught that? Well, I don't know. I just was always taught it was hard. You had to work hard. You know, only good things happen for other people. I was taught when I was a kid that, like, basically the world is against you. And, you know, only the lucky were rich. And they didn't, so this was kind of a, like a snowball conversation. Okay, one limiting belief rolled into another. And this is what my mother, these are things she used to say all the time. It's you and me against the world, kid. Translate, the world is against me. They don't know what it's like. Translate, they have it good and we're the victims here. Poor us. Only lucky people have money. Translate, we're not lucky. We're broke. We suck. Right? Right? So there's always these comments of, they don't know what it's like. They don't understand. They have money. Money translate to money is the answer to everything, and we don't have it, and we never, never will. Wow, thanks for the setup. Awesome. Guess what I had to unlearn? A lot. When I was a kid, but teenager too, I remember thinking, God, that sucks. That's a shit way of looking at life. How did I get screwed? That's literally what I used to think. Well, how did I get screwed? Like, what are these people just born under a different moon or a sun? Or I was over here in the corner? What the hell happened? It just, I could never, like, make sense of it. And it was, I guess, you know, my mother's way of coping with the fact that we didn't have, she had to come up, see, the brain, the ego has to have a reason why. It has to have a reason why things are hard or they're not working or you don't have what you want. And it's going to come up with shit answers, though. The thing is, it's going to come up with a bunch of bullshit that puts baby in the corner. That's it. You're stuck there. Right? And I was like, what? Why? Why am I not as good then as my friends who have the big pretty house or the happily married parents who have normal jobs and clean and do normal things and they don't sleep all day and, you know, depressed and right. So unlearning, I had to do that. So why do you make things so hard? Were you taught that? Who taught you? What's popping in right now? Maybe you never thought about it. I don't know. I guess I've never really paused to ask myself why I make things so hard. Now I'm not picking on you, but we got to get to the real stuff here. Because I want you to stop making it so damn hard. I want you to, like, life is supposed to be fun and light and you enjoy it and you love to get up into your life. You love being in your own skin. You love being who you are. Whatever it is that's showing up, that's making it hard, You know, I'm going to use that little thing I just touched on there. Comfortable to be in your own skin. That's a biggie, right? So if you're going through your life, you're not comfortable being in your own skin. That was me for most of my life. I used to have such anxiety that I did not understand. I still have anxiety, but I understand it. I had anxiety I did not understand, you know, which is why our workshop this month focuses on love your emotions, because every emotion you have, there's a purpose to it. It's there to help you. Not one emotion that you have shows up for you to make you just feel bad, wreck you, ruin you. No. We've been taught that. That's why it makes things so hard, right? So, but I used to have anxiety I did not understand so bad. I would want to, like, literally just fold into myself and disappear. I just wished I could, like, flip myself inside out and go away. It was so uncomfortable. I felt so vulnerable in a bad way, so exposed and out in the open. I felt unsafe, which, you know, now I understand those are all things that those feelings, the opposite of those, right, is what you need to create for yourself, the feeling of safety, security. You can't put that on someone else or something else outside of you, because anything outside of you can disappear. You literally cannot just fold inside of yourself and disappear no matter how bad you want to. I tried it. You can't. I mean, there's one way you can, but never tried that. But we're just saying, right, you know, you could be in a space, you're really uncomfortable, and you go, oh, I just wish I could disappear right now. But, oh, haha, I'm still here. Right? It's not like that. You can't, like, wiggle your nose, dink-a-dink-a-dink, and then just poof. No, you're still there. So I know what that feels like to be so uncomfortable in your own skin, going to, whether it was a holiday party, whether it was something in high school. I mean, high school was horrible for me because I was bullied. So I did not know how to create my own security, my own safety, my own energy, show up big and strong so nobody messed with me. I didn't know how to do that. So anywhere I went, whoo, it was iffy. You know, it was probably an 80% chance I was going to be bullied if I went to a football game or a dance or went alone into the bathroom by myself. So it was a little terrifying, right? So there were a lot of things that I was taught that made it uncomfortable and awful to be me. Now, I thought it was me, right? So why do you make things so hard? You know, you might even be thinking, I didn't realize that it doesn't have to be. I didn't realize that life doesn't have to be so hard. That's always been the story of my life. And that was me for many, many years. Started to do this work, started to learn what I learned, started to also come up with, like, oh gosh, you know, this just makes so much more sense, right? Instead of thinking and feeling this way, I can just think and feel this way. And oh my God, I feel different. But in the tips that I give you today, the first one I'm going to give you is the one that is a game changer. And you just have to go with it, right? So whatever answers you're coming up with, maybe it's someone popping in your head, an experience you had, never thought about it before. Why do you make things so hard? I mean, that's a question that can literally change your life. Like, if life feels hard for you right now and you go, why do I make things so hard? Because that's what I was taught, or that because this happened in my life 25 times, and so it proved to me that life is hard, or, right, because we're always going to find what we're looking for, and so that's somewhere to start, right? So what have you tried that hasn't worked to change it? What have you been doing? If, you know, I don't want life to be so damn hard, what have I been doing to try and change this? What have I been working on? Where have I been focusing my time and my energy? Where have I been investing myself? What have I tried that hasn't worked? Because you might think, oh yeah, I wasted all this time and energy, or I wasted all this money on this or that, or, well, what'd you learn from it? You might have learned that, well, that's actually not for me. Mainstream approach. I went on a
I always call it a rant, and then I'm corrected. No, it's not a rant from you. It's just, you know, it's like energy, and it's powerful. And if you've tried a mainstream approach, what do you mean by that, Nicole? I mean traditional therapy. I mean antidepressants. I mean, now I'm not telling you to run off and go off any meds if you're on them, or stop doing therapy if you're in it, or, okay, don't go do that. What I am saying is that doesn't work for everyone. And if it hasn't worked for you, there's nothing wrong with you. You understand? Just like every fitness program is not perfect for everyone. Should I go and do a workout program that one heavy brute of an NFL football player is doing? I mean, I could give it a try, but I don't know if it's right for me. Right? I like to think I'm quick on my feet, or I'm strong, or but I don't really want to look like a linebacker. It's not my thing. Right? There's a lot of different food plans. There's a lot of different. So if you've tried things and they have not worked for you, you're not the problem. I mean, if you try it and you didn't put anything into it, you know, whatever, but you got to look at, did I like it? Did I enjoy it? Was I inspired by it? Did it energize me? Because everything that I've tried in my life, that I still do, obviously works for me. I don't have any issue about quitting certain things. It's like a big one for people too. Well, I'm not a quitter. Yeah. But on the other hand, you get to be selective. Look, it's good to try things. You can try a lot of things. Does that mean every single thing you try is going to be right for you? No. And the mainstream approach, I don't really see it working for a lot of sensitives. I see it actually... I see it actually working the opposite. They feel worse about themselves. They trust themselves less because they have this... They have this thing with their brain, or they have this disease. They've been told, they've been diagnosed with this thing, and it could go off at any time. It could go bad. It could go wrong. It creates so much fear. So just take a step back and look at, what have I tried that has not worked for me, and be okay with it. Be okay with it. What did you learn about it? What did it teach you? I don't like it. It's not for me. It's not a match. We don't have to call it good or bad or anything like that. It's just, maybe it's just not a match. Is the mainstream approach or traditional therapy or all that is good for some people? Sure. Hey, there's so many variables. Depends on the therapist. Depends on the who's seeing the therapist. Depends on the process that they use. And, you know, there's so many different variables. But I'm telling you to take a step back and say, what have I tried that has not worked? Am I still trying it? Am I still trying to do this thing that I'm not even into, that doesn't jazz me up? I'm not stoked about it. Because that's hard work. That makes life harder for you to continue to try and do things because you paid for it, or because you've already tried it for 3 years, or because of this, and yet you don't even like it, and it's not even for you. It's not going to work anyway, and it's going to make your life harder. So here's where you get to say, F it. Yeah, I tried all these things. You know how many things I tried in my lifetime? Oh my God, so many things. Energy drinks, supplements. God, I've had all different direct sales companies. I've had my own business since, let's see, I had my first son. I had Nick, so, you know, I was a youngin', right, back then. 23, 24. So I've always had some sort of business. Back then, let's see, I have decorated people's homes for the holidays. I have planned theme parties. I would make customized invitations. I would clean houses. I have sold Mary Kay, Herbalife, Advocare, Party Light, Goyen Juice, Burn Lounge. You see what I'm saying? So many. That's not what I'm doing now. Doesn't bother me a bit. Each and everything I've ever done has given me some sort of experience, some sort of lesson. I've learned a lot of things, right? Did they didn't work in some aspects, but on the other hand, they helped me in others. I got to qualify. I got to figure out what I liked, what I did not like, learn different strategies and approaches, and oh my gosh, just so many things, right? So what did you learn from what you've tried that has not worked? If you're coming up with answers like, I didn't try hard enough, I'm broken, I'm whatever, then, you know, obviously, let's throw that out, right? Now, what are you doing that is working for you? Hopefully, first thing you said was, listening to your podcast, Nicole. No, but what are you doing that is working for you? Keep that, magnify it, add it to your day. What did you used to do that worked for you, that made life easier? Example, were you writing in your manifesting journal? Were you exercising more? Did you drink more water? Did you get more sleep? Did you hang out with better people? Did you walk in the morning before you started your day? What is it for you that you do now or used to do that really, really works for you? Lights you up inside? Was it painting, drawing? I don't know. What was it? What is it? Those are important things to think about too, because if you are looking through your day right now and you say, there is none of that in my day, no wonder I don't like where I'm at right now. I'm not even doing anything that I like and enjoy that's good for me. I'm not doing the things that make me better at who I am. Make me more of who I want to be. Make me feel the way I want to feel. What are you trading your time in for? When your days are filled with things that you love, that light you up inside, that put a smile on your face, life does not feel so hard. It feels pretty wonderful. Some days even, you're like, holy shit, I can't believe this is my life. Like, it's true, right? Like, I made it happen. You know what I've noticed since I retired from my corporate job just a month ago now? And I had to work on what I realized was, for the first few weeks, I had these feelings of guilt. Like, this is weird, you know, because I'm here, I'm working with my community, I'm talking about things I'm passionate about, I'm working on projects that I find inspiring, you know, and what I'm realizing is that that's what you worked for, Nicole. Like, this is what you're supposed to be doing. And it's so wonderful. It feels easy. I was having, like, this guilt. Like, I was supposed, it wasn't supposed to be this good, was it? Is it really? Is this real? Or shouldn't I be feeling guilty? Or am I missing something? Or should I be? No. Right? So even I have had these moments of things where, wow, just wow. And so adding more of what you, and that's it. My day is, I mean, you know, do I still like, it's not like, well, I love, you know, cleaning or I love doing the laundry or, right? I'm just talking about my day is so packed full of beautiful, wonderful things I love and enjoy. Recording the podcast, and a little bit I'm going to go live in our group to touch on our topic for the challenge today. And you know, this afternoon I'm heading out for a networking meeting with some amazing women, spend some time there, then I'll go pick up Miss Buttercup. You know, it's just like one wonderful thing after another. Great. Right? Tomorrow, again, have all these activities, right? Client sessions, just awesome. So what are your days full of? What do you love to do that works for you? Are you getting all of it in your day? Now I'm going to ask you, so again, let's assess, right? What's missing for you? What's missing for you right now? What immediately pops in? Is it time, energy, I don't know, money, creative time, time to write my book, exercise? What's missing for you right now? Let's go deeper. Inner peace, feeling relaxed, feeling at ease, having more joy. Like, what do you crave in your life? What's really missing for you? That's important, because I would bet that if you look at what popped in for you, whatever that is, that if I said, so what if you had that? How would you feel? I know that you would not say, well, if I had that, life would still feel really hard. You wouldn't say, well, I mean, yeah, if I had all this inner peace, I mean, I'd still be so stressed out. Right? So what's missing for you? And how would life change for you if you had that? How would you feel? If you had what is currently missing for you, what you really crave, if you had that right now, how would life change for you? How would you show up different? What would you be spending your time doing? What would your thoughts be like when you wake up in the morning? I bet that if you had, right now, if you had what you feel is missing for you in your life, you would not be one of the walking dead on the planet for sure. You'd be one of the inspired. You'd be one of the spark plugs lighting people up around you. And isn't that really what we need? If the world is dark, don't we need more spark plugs out there lighting people up, being the light for others? You're not here to just live a hard life. You're not here to think that dreams are too far out of your reach or, man, it's game on for everybody. It's fair game. Everyone has opportunities. So let's roll into some final thoughts, some tips here on to help you, right? So you can stop making it so damn hard. Living the life that you dream of, that feels amazing, lights you up inside. I said before that the first one I was going to share with you was, it was kind of the, I mean, it is, it's the gateway. It's the gateway to everything. Because if you don't do this, no matter what you try, it's not going to work. No matter how good the habit is, the program you try, the coach you work with, no matter how good they are, if you don't do this for yourself, it's not going to work. You have to allow yourself to fill in the blank. You have to allow yourself to believe. You have to allow yourself to enjoy more. Right? Like I'll see awesome sensitives. They want this business. They're so excited. They can see it. They can see it. They can see it. They finally start it. And then they still don't allow themselves to appreciate it. They don't allow themselves to embrace it and enjoy it. Right? They'll come up with this great idea. They're so excited, but they're like, but I don't know if I should really, you know, get my hopes up. They won't allow themselves to go. They're so, it's like they're creating this scared. Look, you have to allow yourself to go there. You have to allow yourself to be open. You have to allow yourself to believe, allow yourself to receive. Allowing is amazing. Put your defenses down. You don't have to be on the defense. The more that you practice expansion, which is what this approach and liberating your control is all about, the less you have to be on the defense. You don't have to stress and worry and strain and, oh my God, and, you know, and create the, it's almost like I watch it happen right before my eyes, right? Like this, we create this, I think I should say something fear-based right now because this just seems too good to be true. I'm afraid of the unknown. Maybe, because if I see the word maybe, you're grasping. Maybe I'm afraid of success. Maybe I have a fear of money. No, not maybe. Don't create something. If you have the fear, well, then let's talk about that. But don't say, well, maybe it's this or maybe it's that. Because I should have a fear, right? Because what's the other reason? If there's no fear, if I don't make something up, then, oh, wait, I'm showing up like that. That's, you know, this is just allow yourself to be happy fuck's sake. God, just allow yourself to put a smile on your damn face. Do you know that adults wait for something to smile about? Children go through their day. They have up to, and probably above and beyond on a good day, 400 some smiles each and every day. They're just smiling all the time. They're running around. Look at that. Oh, yay. Woo, ha. You know, snow is fun, and pillows are fun, and blankets, being under a blanket's fun. Like, they just create this. Like, you were born like that. You came in like that. 400 plus smiles a day for children, adults, it's like 14 to 20. That's like seriously disgusting. Right now, just throw one on your face. Go ahead. Smile. See? I'm smiling. Can you hear? I'm smiling. I'm smiling right at you. Smile. Do you know what you just did for your chemistry? You just smile and your brain's like, wait, holy shit, what's going on? Oh my God, we're happy. Hey, we haven't done this for a while. Cue the positive chemicals. You know, chemistry, change it up, throw some endorphins in that body. Release the endorphins. It's like release the Kraken, but in a good way. No, I'm just kidding. Release the endorphins, right? Because you smiled. You just fooled your brain into thinking you're happy. What does your brain do? Your brain has to respond. It goes, whoa, awesome. We're happy. Love this feeling. 14 to 20 times per day. Allow yourself to smile more. Allow yourself to be at ease. All I want to do is be more relaxed. Then be relaxed. What? I hear this like, all I really want. I mean, all I want is to be free. All I want is to be at ease. All I want is more peace. All I want. Then stop creating the opposite of that. Seriously, we do it to ourselves. We make it hard. I'm putting my fist down, man. Like, stop it right now. Allow yourself to be whatever you want to be. Allow yourself to feel whatever you want to feel. Just feel it. Go ahead. You're not breaking any rules. By not doing so, you're breaking the rules. By not allowing yourself to feel what you want to feel, you're actually going against alignment. You are stepping right out of the flow. That is not how source energy works. Source energy is the good stuff. If you're not feeling and seeing and absorbing and embracing the good stuff, you're denying source energy to flow to you and through you. You're saying, no, no, thank you. It's like somebody's knocking on your door. They have a bag full of, like, all you want is money. All you want is money. Your doorbell rings. You go to the front door, you open the door, and they go, hello, I have a bag of money for you. And you go, oh, no, I couldn't possibly. Thanks anyway. And you slam the door shut and you go back to wishing for money. Anything you want to feel is right there for you. You don't just get the emotions that pop up and then, like, they're, you know, not the ones you want to feel. And, oh, no, I have this. No, I actually don't want to feel that. I want to feel different. I want to feel this way. What would make me feel this way? What's a better feeling thought for me right now? Allow yourself to feel what you want to feel. Allow yourself to be who you want to be, because you're the only one who can do that. I can't do that for you. Even if you come work with me, but you never allow yourself, I can't do that for you. You know, here's another, say yes to more things. Just say yes. Just say yes. If you feel the, like, woo, say yes. You get invited somewhere and you're like, really? And don't go, oh, but I don't think I should, because then you're not allowing. Just say, oh, yes, this is awesome. Right? My publicist sent a message last week. Hey, I booked an interview for you in New York City. You want to go? Yes. Why the hell not? Now it's turned into that. Seeing friends who live in New York, my cousin in New York, I hope, you know, I get to connect with everyone. And now I've been invited to participate in a mastermind. That Badassery magazine, because they're going to, right? So we're going to do this together. I was like, yes! Do you want to participate? Do you want to join up for this? Yes! Just say yes. Things grow from yes. And definitely see everything in your life as an opportunity to learn, an opportunity to grow, an opportunity to create more opportunity, an opportunity to earn more, be more, love more, feel more of the good stuff, whatever. Just see everything in your life as an opportunity. And if it's showing up and you're not sure, like, I don't know, man, opportunity, I don't know what the hell, why is this showing? Just spend some time with it. You could find whatever you're looking for. You point your mind in the right direction, it'll take you where you want to go. Did you get that? If you point your mind in the right direction, it will take you wherever you want to go. Your mind works for you. It's not against you. I know it feels like it sometimes, but it's not. And really, just start. We joke about this all the time in the community. Just start. Well, but I was doing so good, and then it fell off, and then I got it. I don't care. I don't need all the reasons. Just start again. That's it. That's all you got to do. You don't have to worry about why you got sidetracked. You don't have to explain it. You don't have to put any time or energy into any of that. Just start again. Just start. That's it. Just start. Get up. Get moving. Get working on the things you want. Right? If you do all these tips here, the things we talked about, you get really clear, you do all this, and you just start moving. You just start moving. Just start moving. Just start moving. Boom, 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 boom. Right? You just start moving. Things start happening. Man, it's happening. Like, whoa, my life is happening. This is awesome. It's coming together. And it's funny because the more that you're taking action in your life on things, anything that you love and enjoy that's good for you, whether it seems directly related to whatever your goal or your dream is or not, your goal or your dream will grow. There's times I'm enjoying, I'm cooking a healthy breakfast or I'm whatever, and I'll come back then to start my day and I go, oh. I mean, we flew to Mexico. By the time I landed, I had a new consult on the camp. I posted something when we took off and I landed and I had a new consult, right? Or I'm cooking my healthy breakfast, I'm getting ready for my day. I come in, I sit down, I go, oh my God, look at all this. I'm playing, I'm off doing something fun, and I get an invitation or I get booked for something or, right? Some of these magical things happen, or I watch it happen for my clients. I watch it happen for my sons. Right? When they stay focused on the right things, they're investing their energy, they're saying yes to more, they're looking at everything as an opportunity, they're allowing themselves to really feel it and live it and expand, and boom, their life grows, and it's amazing. And you know what? I said earlier, everybody's struggling with something, everyone's battling some kind of something. Even if you're doing the work, you're doing the soul work, and you're showing up every day, and you're whatever, you're still going to be battling things, because you're going into new territory you've never been before. You're going to develop like new challenges, new problems. There's just always something. Things change for other people. Right? I've had clients, they're renting space or they're in a business with someone and life changes for the other person and they have to leave the unexpected, or they have to, you know, part ways, or and suddenly they're like, whoa, I wasn't planning on this, but there must be a good reason. How do I move forward, right? So we're always challenged by something. There's only one time you're not, and then you're dead. What's the point? Like, there's no point there, right? And finally, don't go through it alone. Ask for help. Make sure, whether it's working with a mentor or, you know, I love what's happening lately. I said early on that I was loving the changes I'm seeing and the people that it's happening for. I meant the members of our community. Every week now we highlight, it was 3, but I had to increase it to 5 because there's just so many good things going on. But every week in our community, I recognize sensitives who are rising. They're stepping out, they're sharing, they're posting, they're encouraging others, other members in the group, they're in our community, they're basically documenting, here's the changes I'm making, here's the great things I'm doing, oh, I'm so excited, I'm really proud of myself, or here's where I was struggling, but here's what I did about it, because of course we don't do Victimville in my community at all. Mm-mm, nope, delete, beep, right? Because I want to know, what are you doing about it? Okay, your challenge, got it. What are you going to do about it? Everybody's challenged. Sometimes life sucks. I allow you, yeah, you can say that. Can I say life sucks? Yes, but you can't stay there. Right? So let's stop making it so hard. So whether you get a mentor, you're in the community, you're posting in the group, we have members that have paired up and they're friends and they talk and they support each other. Right? Or you join the Energy Lounge, our membership. Right? There's a lot of opportunities where you can show up and do that and get help, or you can work with me privately. There's always, I have all different levels of programs, and because everyone's in a little bit different place, I'm not a cookie cutter coach. So I don't do the cookie cutter approach. I see you, I assess, where are you at, where's your energy, what do we need to do, how do we get you to show up more, brighter, more vibrant energy, right? How do we align your energy? And so I have programs, and everybody's, you know, in a different place, so we find the right one for you. And that's why I do assessments. We do our power chat, right? So maybe it's that. Maybe it's that you need to be there always, but you need to be there more for yourself. Ask yourself, how can I help me more? Right? Ask your higher self. Spend some quiet time with your higher self. I guarantee you're going to get direction. And sometimes it's things like, I mean, this one showed up for me. If you knew who you really are, you would never step down. You would not be hiding in the shadows. If you knew how you could change lives, if you knew what an impact you could make, if you knew what an example you could be to show people how to step forward, how to make it easier, how to use your sensitivity, be loud, be proud, right? If you knew who you really were, and if you knew where you came from, you would never hide again. Spend some time with your higher self. You'll blow your own mind. It's amazing. And if I can help you, well, hello. That's what I'm here for. Here to help you rise. Help you liberate your control. Help you live your freedom. Right? I have loved our time together today, but of course we have to wrap it up. Reach out to me at any time. Schedule a power chat. Jump in our community. Post your thoughts. Keep the conversation going. That's what this is about. This is about making life the way it's supposed to be. Beautiful, vibrant, glitter-filled, super ridiculously successful. Right? Stop making it so damn hard. That's what I wish for you. We'll see you back for our next episode. I can't wait to hear from you about this week's episode and what popped in for you, what came up. Always here for you. Always here to help you rise, right? Get to the next level. That's what this is about. The next level in your life. Whatever that is that you want it to look like and feel like, I know you can do it. I believe in you. I see you. And I'm here to help you rise. All right? We'll see you back next time. Bye for now.